For me, as fast as you can, we don't have our God today, but we thank God for today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you this morning. We bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now bless your word even as we go into this word and let it bring fulfillment. Let it bring joy to our souls this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, let your name be magnified even in the midst of the saints. We thank you, Father, because and for our mothers that are here this morning. Wonderful things have you done for us. And we give you glory for each and every one of them. Even in Jesus' name. Amen. So my topic this morning will be influential mothers. Influential mothers. Amen? Amen. We get to that later on. We are going to take our reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. Before I go there, I'm trying to find a spot where everybody can see me very well. That's good here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will thank God for all his goodness. Amen?
Amen.
Mothers that are influential. But before we go there, let me take this opportunity to say thank you for all the mothers that are here in the house today. Amen?
Amen.
God bless each and every one of you. Let me make some comments. And I want you to listen, if possible, because we are already distracted. I don't want people to be walking around. We are already distracted enough. I want as much as possible for us to stay one place this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Mothers are wonderful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As I said, we thank God for them. If you throw a nuclear bomb in the world, it's not going to destroy everybody. I'll see the people alive. If there's a plague that the one that came thousands of hundreds of years ago, mankind will still exist. But if mothers stop having children, we go into extinction. Am I right or right? Yes. Please come in, everybody. God bless you, brother. If mothers stop having children, then mankind will sink to a gist. That is how important you guys are. Amen? Yeah. There is some of the Scandinavian countries, Norway, Sweden, Denmark and stuff. The birth rate became like 1.27. That's the birth rate. And the death rate is ratio of 3 to 1. So 3 person die, 1 person is born around there this time. Consultants, government, everybody went into panic mode. At that rate, they will not exist as nations again. In fact, they started giving benefits, every kind of benefit. If you even have baby, you stay home as long as you want. You get paid for having babies. Of course, it doesn't work because the trend is, no, I don't want to have more children. I don't want to have children and stuff. So we thank God for each one of you as you dish out more children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It is a wonderful thing. Without you guys, we're not going to exist. I want to also say that you deserve our utmost respect. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, 1 to 3, it says, parents, to do what? Obey your father and your mother. Children, obey your father and your mom. And to give, since a little distracting today, but God will help us out. Amen. He says, obey your parents in the Lord. Amen. For it is a good thing. Amen. And also said in that word of God, he said to give honor to who? To your parents, children, to do that. Amen. And when you do this, the Bible says that it is the one single word, the first word of God with a promise. And what is the promise? Anybody remember? It says that it may be well with you and that you may have long life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Today, there are so many children that doesn't honor their parents. Now, listen to me, every child that is here. If you don't honor your father or mother, you are not a good Christian. Especially your mother. Jesus Christ, an example of us. Do you know one of the last things he did when he was about to leave this world, when he was on the cross? In John chapter 19, verse 25 to 27. He said, while he was on the cross, he looked down and saw the mother, Mary Magdalene, and the auntie, another Mary, crying. He said to the mother, he said, woman, here is your child, your son over there, one of the disciples. And then he says to that disciple, son, here is your mother. He took care of mom even at that point in time. Something happened there and then that, you know, amazed me. The Bible said immediately Jesus Christ took care of mom by telling that disciple to go ahead and this is your mom from today. He said that disciple took Mary back to his home and he became a mother to him and they lived together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Today we have children that live 5 miles away from parents and don't get to see their parents for months at all, for years. We have children that is not honoring their parents. I have patients of mine that I have to compel, beg them, push them, ask them that your aged mother needs your attention at this time that she is sick. It is not right. So what I'm saying here is every child that is here, blessed be the name of the Lord. When you grow up, when you reach the age where you can take care of your mom, take care of your mom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus Christ did the same and I want you to do the same. Make sure that your mom is well taken care of. Because she is a special person. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I took care of my own mom. She has gone to be with the Lord. in her time of life, when she was alive, I'm proud to say, and I thank God for my wife who did not hinder me. I built her a mini mansion, blessed be the name of the Lord, and paid cash for it. Amen?
Amen.
I bought her 2 vehicles in her lifetime, blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord. I call her every month or almost every other week to make sure that she's okay. When she had a stroke, I hired people to live with her. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My sister will not be outdone. She also built another house for her. Now she has 2 houses. Whereas we grew up without practically any place to live. So this is what it means. Last few weeks, Mamu Kutia celebrated something. The children came from everywhere and honored her. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just a few weeks ago, Mama Bola here, she could not fly to go do wedding for her child. So what did they do? They brought the wedding to this very place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can start giving you instances. Those of you who are born here, don't copy what some people do in this nation. Honor your father and your mother, that it may be well with you, and that your days may be long on earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord, everybody. Amen. Back to the influential mother, we are trying to get this as fast as we can this morning. Our gospel I want to bring out is for everybody. So what I'm going to say this morning, nobody should take it personal. The gospel that we preach is out in the internet. People listen to it. Some of the things I read today was written 50 years ago, maybe 100 years ago, and it is still beneficial to me. So when somebody says something that touches you, it's not necessary for any person. It is for the promotion of the gospel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Influential mothers, let us quickly open the Bible to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Paul writing says here, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned love that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Louise and thy mother Eunice, and I am also persuaded that is in you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He says to Timothy that there is a lineage. We're just talking of that generational things this morning. There is certain kind of faith that was in the grandmother. And the grandmother transferred this kind of faith to the daughter, Eunice. And Eunice and the family made sure that he said, I see this pattern also in you. It's no more a generational curse, but now a generational blessing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The mother, grandmother, passed an influence to the daughter. And the daughter continued and passed the influence to the son. And that lineage, as long as they continue in the Lord, Paul, the great apostle, recommended them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Influential mother. What is influence? Influence is the capacity, the ability for you or for me to affect another person's character, development, or behavior. Influence is the ability, the capacity for you to influence another person's character, ability, or behavior. The influence you have, what you give to others. There is positive influence and there is negative influence. Positive influence is when, like Eunice and the grandmother, were able to do something. They are prayerful Christians, they are reading the Word of God. And they live an exemplary life, even though she was married to an unbeliever, a Greek. She transferred this nature of God to the son, Timothy, that he became a right-hand man of the apostle Paul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can transfer negative influence to your children. And we are going to come to that this morning. We're going to abbreviate as much as we can. But you can transfer positive or negative influence in the life of your children or grandchildren. And you can even be a Christian and unknowingly be a negative influence instead of a positive influence. And when I'm speaking to this morning, I'm not just talking of mothers, so I don't want the fathers to tune off. Call it influential mothers and fathers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We will speak of probably about three of these things this morning to cut it down. How you can be a positive influence. The positive influential mother's characteristics that you can transfer to your children. Let's just take 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5. 1 Timothy, if anybody opens it before me, please you read. And we want to do this very fast. Timothy 1 5. He says, not there yet. Timothy 1 5, he says, now, in Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and faith unfeigned. That is faith that is not compromised, is not an imitation. It's a genuine faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One of the qualities, characteristics that a mother can transfer to the children is sincere faith. Amen? I said here, you have to be a woman of sincere faith. Or your children will see through your imitation. Or your children will see what you think they are not seeing and know that mom or dad is not serious in their Christianity. And the effect is that they may become, if your outward appearances or pretenses to be a Christian in your family or in the church or in the place of work is such that it's hypocritical, your children will see through it and they may become rebellious to the faith. If that is what Christian is about, I'm not going to be one. I've had some children say that. And they are not talking of somebody else. They are talking of parents that has influenced them to look down on this faith because you have not been a positive influence to them. I said here, the children may become fearful in serving the Lord. There are so many things I've heard and seen. I had examples, but we are not going to go there this morning. We are children, because of the influence of their mother, may even become fearful towards having relationships. Because the home is not peaceful. The home is not something worthy of emulation. And they felt that it will just be like that if I have a relationship or get married. Maybe the father is an abuser or does things that is so wrong that it left a mark on the life of these children. While counseling people, I will counsel them and say, look, you need to go back and apologize to your children and tell them that they will do better than you. God loves transparency. In other words, you do not hide it. If you have become a negative influence in the life of your sons or daughters that keep them from becoming all that God wants them to be, and you are wondering why this is so and so on, you need to sit down and have a daughter, a mother to daughter talk, a father to son or whatever, and find out what is their view. Because I've made some, I've spoken to some. Why is this so? They may have formed a negative opinion based on your negative influence to them. And you need to apologize and confess to them. And assure them that if they walk well and do well, they will have 100 times better marriage than you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is one. Two, motherhood should be a crown. And the jewels on that crown should be your children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Motherhood is a crown that the Lord God has given you. And the jewels, the decoration, the beauty, what makes that your crown stands out should be your children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Using my wife as an example, when she was pregnant, I wasn't in medical line. I don't fully understand it. She used to have cold, sniffling all the time. And I would say, go take some cold medication. She would refuse. She was so careful to be a good mother, not to take anything that will affect her children as way back as then, 15, 17 years ago, that she would not even take medication that she think will affect her children. Today, we have mothers who gave birth to children. And I witnessed some of them, children that are born today are already drug addicted. Right from the womb. Children that are born today are already drug addicted. They are already drunkard in the womb. Influence of mothers. They are smoking when they are pregnant. They are doing drugs when they are pregnant. They are drinking when they are pregnant. They are living, running around with different men when they are pregnant. Children are born with almost impossible situation to overcome. They've developed a lot of problems while they are in the womb. None of them of their own doing. But because of mother that has affected and influenced their children negatively. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Few weeks ago, in Tucson, beautiful man, highly educated. Their child was passing out and on subconsciousness and stuff. They rushed the child to the hospital. They work in a TV industry, these two couples. Harmful people in this society. But what happened was that the mother has done some cocaine or heroin or whatever and then breastfed the child. When they got to the hospital, they tested everything, not in this child. They say, we have to test both of you. They remember, oh yeah, we did drug yesterday. They don't want to be tested. They say, we can't treat this child until you guys are tested. They left that hospital, went to the other hospital. Doctors and nurses are trained to recognize this thing. They say, we still have to test you. They tested them, they tested positive, and then they find out that there were drugs on the mother that was passed to the children, to the child. And the child will have died if not that they have the common sense to bring them to hospital immediately. Needless to say, they lost their beautiful job or their high-power jobs in the district because it was all over the news. Have to go to jail and this and that, the child was taken from them. Children, mothers, everybody here, do not go into drug. Do not do anything that will make you to become a bad mother in the future. And if you're a mother now, be careful what you do to your body. Because it's going to affect your own children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So I said you have to consider your motherhood to be a crown. And then consider that crown the jewels that is in your crown to be what? Your own very children. Treat them the way you treat beautiful things. Treat them the way you treat precious things you have. Amen?
Amen.
Three. We said that some people, before we go to three, some mothers have become so abusive bodies that they forgot to take care of their children. And I've seen this even at times among the Christian faith. And some of them wonder, why are my children rebellious? So I said, I'm not going to go into story, personal experiences of what I've seen or had or have to intervene on the life of people. Legitimate issues, because mothers have failed in their duty. Do not become so busy in your career. Do not become so busy in being this or being that to forget raising your children. It will count when you need them. They will have a memory of what you have done or not have done in their life. Make sure that you are part of your children's upbringing. Do not leave it to somebody else. The children are the jewels in your crown. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do not forget the third one. Do not forgo your God-given natural mother's nature. I said a mother's heart moves God a lot. There is a natural thing that God has created to make you a mother, a unique person. Nothing, no machine, no incubator, nothing that is manufactured or manufactured can take the position of a mother. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They have a special affinity with the children. They have a bond that is formed spiritually and transforms into the physical with the children. That nature, many women are giving it up today because they want the situation whereby they are recognized in the world as equal and this and that. Do not buy the lies that the world is telling us today. Motherhood is a blessing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is my humble opinion, and I can back it up with instances, that a child can overcome the lack of the love of a father. A child can overcome the lack of love of a father, but will never, never overcome in their life, even to their dying days, the lack of a love of a mother. Because of that special affinity that God, the bond, that umbilical cord that is linking you to your child. They cannot overcome it when you deny them the love that they desire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
I want to say here that in the history or annals of history, I want to bring us some few instances before we close. So history and Bible pointed out to some women who are noted for their positive contribution, not because of their wealth, not because of their beauty or education, but godly wisdom, virtue, and kindness that made them worthy to be emulated and noted in annals of time. They went above and beyond the call of duty to positively affect their children, their household, cities, and even nations. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to call a name that made by four of them here. And I looked up at the characteristics of this woman. One of them is Mother Teresa. Mr. Romancalic or whatever. But this woman used the natural tendency of motherhood and went above and beyond the call of duty that kings, Princes of this world, presidents, are honored to shake his hand, her hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because she loved, it came out of her. There is this natural love that God has endowed in you as a mother. When you use it, you may use it in different ways. It may be in intercessory prayer. It may be in caring for others. It is a patterned nature that God made and made for you and you alone. But you have to nurture it and bring it into existence and use it to the glory of God. Amen? This woman, all over the whole world, she tended to the poor. She tended to the sick. She tended to every kind of people, not children of her own womb, but the children of the world. Today she is honored. Her name is known and honored more than most men or people in the whole world, because she used that motherly nature that God has given to her and used it above and beyond the call of duty to influence people, to form characters, so that people look at her as something to be emulated, to emulate, because of the quality of life she lived. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Gracchi mother is a matron of the Roman time. I like to read medieval novels, historical facts. She's known as Mother Cornelia. In Rome, in ancient Rome, even today, if you want to bless a woman, if you want to bless a girl, if you want to say, may you grow up, they want you to be like Mother Cornelia. Because history remembered her as the woman who raised up children. Among the children she raised up was two men. They became tribunes, people that make law in ancient Rome, Gaius and Tiberius. In a time when nobility put people to subjection, in a time when nobility doesn't care about the poor, she instituted in the children a such quality of character that when God elevated them to be leaders of the Roman Empire, they put reforms that affected the life of the poor, that affected the life of the masses, that affected so many people, and they do not attribute it to the children, but everybody attributed it to the quality of the mother who influenced her children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Influential mothers. Mothers that influence their children positively, not negatively. Not busybodies. Not out there wasting time on things you shouldn't waste time on. Not being a terrorist in your home. Not being somebody that the children hear the voice and they don't want to be around you. I have mothers that have gone to jail for what they did to their children. I have mothers that have been called to by well-developed, to wonderful, beautiful, well-educated women in a hospital. I came to pray for their mother. They say, we did not call you to pray for their mother as a chaplain in the hospital there. We called you because of us. I said, what do you mean? Your mother is dying there. She's in tube and everything, a coma, whatever. And it is because of, I say, yes. And when you hear what a mother have done to her children, you understand why they are bitter, even though they have matured in their 30s or 40s, have their own home, and so on and so forth. Reverend, we want to be able to forgive our mother before she passed away. I've had mother who wanted me to come and help their children or a child or something, and he's bizarre, he's behaving weird, he's doing this and that, on investigation, in talking to them, she has created that situation in the home. There are children who, they, when they marry, they cannot stay in marriage because mother did not respect the father, and then the daughter carried it to their husband's house, and their home cannot be stable under that condition. Influential mothers. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can influence your children positively or negatively. We are rounding up soon. Deborah, a prophetess in the Bible, is a mother in Israel. They gave her the title of a mother in Israel. Judges chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. Deborah was at a time when men failed in their duty. This prophetess was promoted and she started doing the will of God. She made comments that in her time, the villages were sacked, things were not going normal, until God raised her, a woman. And she influenced the whole of Israel to the point that she was able, through her prayerfulness, through her stand in the gap for the people of God, God restored Israel from bondage. I'm not going to go into that story. And some people I have heard have used this as a reason to say, okay, we can do whatever we want as women. But I remember while looking at this, that when God called her, and when it was time for her to do certain things, when God revealed to her to deliver his people, he called on Ahinoam, a man, not a husband. Somebody God showed to her and said, come and lead the people of the Lord out of captivity. Her wisdom, being a prophet, being such a great woman of God, did not get to her head whereby she started to usurp authority. She didn't do that. She followed the dictates of God and called on a man that God had shown her and said, has God not said that you shall lead my people out of bondage? The man said to her, yes, I will, but I will not go if you do not go with me. He said, I will surely go with you, but you go in the front and I will stand right behind you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Her wisdom, her knowledge, her gift did not go to her head. Amen. Lastly, the wise woman of Ebal. 2 Samuel chapter 20, verse 19 and 22. 2 Samuel 20, 19 and 22. At a time when Israel was at war with themselves, anointed King David was the one that God had chosen. But there rose up a son of a Beriah, that is what they call people who are wicked and evil, who opposed David. David told Joab, the captain of the host, he said, go and make sure that this guy does not get into defense cities. Because of what? Because he may cause us more trouble than Absalom has caused us. This man went into a defense city and took over the whole town, convinced the men, the elders, everybody there to follow him up in leveling against the king. Joab come and mounted a defense over the whole city to destroy the whole city and wipe them to the ground. Do you know who interceded? Do you know who was able to come and bring deliverance to the people of God? A woman of Ebal, a wise woman called a mother in Israel. She knew the history of the city. She went up to the captain of the host and said, hey, have you come to destroy these poor people of the Lord? He said, no, but this is the reason. She said that in the time of the old, when there is confusion in the land, when there is disorder in the land, they used to come to Ebal and Ebal, the city of Ebal, and make an inquiry, and there ends the matter. So there is knowledge and wisdom from that place. He said, give me time to work out something so that the people of God might be saved. She was so full of wisdom, and the people have her in high regard, and she was peaceful and faithful. If we read the scripture, you'll see all this thing I'm saying, but we're not going to read it. It speaks volume that this woman, one single woman, went to the elders, went to the captain of the host, went to the people that matters in the city, and the Bible said through her wisdom, she convinced them on what to do, how to do it, and thereby she saved the whole city. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it didn't get to her head. She didn't become prideful because of that. She was humble. The Bible says she was full of wisdom, peaceful and faithful. That is what God called every one of you as a mother. At a time of confusion and hardship, a true mother will rise and show her mettle. By her God-given mothering nature, she will be able to succor or give respite to her household and to those within her sphere of influence. Some may argue that the greatest title a woman may have, notwithstanding her other valued accomplishment, is the title of motherhood. A quote of all people by Beyonce, I don't listen to her music, but she is the one that made this quote. And the liberal women went after her with twists and everything because she had a baby she called Blue. And she said, I have made albums of gold and what, 450 million. She's the leading figure in singing or whatever. But the greatest achievement she said she made is being a mother. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So I said, a quote from Beyonce. I think I pronounced her name right. I'm not sure. Amen. It goes beyond bearing children. And I want to bring that across. Say, well, I don't have children, therefore I'm not a mother. No, you have a woman instead. It goes beyond bearing children. It is being a mother to all God's creation. Maybe by intercessory prayer, reaching out, helping hands to those that are cast down in love. Let us stand on our feet. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. As I said before, I want to use this opportunity to thank every mother that is here this morning. We have spoken, and this message, we hope, will reach to those people. Can you give this to Pastor to turn up, please? One of you. You need to turn up. We recorded with that. You are valued as a mother. I spoke at the beginning that the children should do their best to emulate, honor their parents, their father, and their mother. And I praise the name of the Lord. For the children we have in this church, I praise the name of the Lord for the mothers we have, exemplary mothers. We have not had anything negative of any of you. And we thank God for each and every one of you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We have not, as pastors of this church, received any negative comment of any mother in this church. And it is something to be thankful to God for. Keep doing the good work. Know that you can grow higher and above where you are today. You can be an instrument that God will use to bless not only your children, but the many other children. If God has called you into the ministry of motherhood, take it seriously. Take time to pray. Take time to bring the children of this world to God in prayer. Many children out there are going through nightmare. They have mothers that are not worthy to be mothers. So we have a duty, each and every one of us. Father, I thank you for everybody that is here. We give you all the glory. Bless all the mothers here. I want to bless all the future mothers that is in our midst. Every one of them here that desires to be a mother. And Father Jehovah God, provide the ways and the means for them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That we can also rejoice with them. And Father, the glory and the honor will be to you. Thank you, Father, for giving us such quality women in this church. Bless each one of them. Grant their heart desires for their children. Every desire they have over their children. Father, I ask that you grant it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Receive the glory for the good things you have done to us. Receive the glory, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
praise me.